Okay, silly people, it's me again. You're getting your third audiobook of the night for the price of one. So, let's talk about the NBA Finals. Well-deserved, Dallas. I didn't pick you to beat Portland. I didn't pick you to beat the Lakers. I didn't pick you to beat the Thunder. But I did pick you to beat the Heat. And you most certainly did that. You deserve it. I bow to Dirk Nowitzki's greatness and the rest of the team's greatness. Jason Terry was awesome in Game 6. Carried that team when Dirk Nowitzki basically really struggled in the first half. Nowitzki showed up in the fourth quarter, whereas certain members of the Heat that shall remain nameless, James... yeah, we all know LeBron James. He's getting barbecued, tattooed, and voodooed in this post-mortem of the NBA Finals. If you listen to any sports talk, I don't think there's been much said positive about LeBron James. But here's something I'm going to say. If LeBron James is smart, he'll keep his mouth shut and play basketball. He'll basically say, you know what, I screwed up, I shouldn't have done the decision on ESPN, I shouldn't have rubbed it in the faces of Cleveland. All he has to do is really apologize to Cleveland, say, hey, you know what, I'm sorry I pissed you off, I'm sorry I rubbed it in your face, I thought I was making the best decision at the time. And honestly, I don't blame him for going to Miami, it's just the way he did it that pissed a lot of people off. And, you know, maybe in the over the course of time, he will be forgiven for his misdeeds. Probably not in Cleveland. Although I don't think he's ever going to reach Art Modell level. But I really have a problem with people saying, well, Miami will just win it next year. There's this team called Chicago. Atlanta might get better. Orlando, if they keep Dwight Howard, put a couple more pieces together, they could get better. You never know. The Knicks are a threat. They put the right pieces together. You never know. But I would say that LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh came as close to winning the NBA titles I think they reasonably should have been expected, because this is the first year of it. They may be better next year. They may break 72-10 that where Jordan had it back when the glory days of the Bulls. I don't think that's going to happen though. But speaking of the NHL now, Game 7 is tonight. I'm taking the night off from Reeves to watch Game 7. My prediction is Vancouver's going to win it, because Vancouver is at home. They're going to forget about what happened in Game 6. They're going to go out. They're going to have a solid performance from Luongo. They're going to find a way to beat Tim Thomas to get a goal, maybe two behind by him. And they will hoist the trophy for the first time in Canada in 18 years. Can you believe that? 18 years since a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup. But it's amazing. I don't care who wins it. I just would like to see a great Game 7. Maybe some overtime action. Who knows? It's been 50 years since the last game Stanley Cup Finals Game 7 in overtime. That would be sweet. But anyhow... hell knows. I may put another one of these things on here tonight. I'm feeling kind of audio booish tonight. You know, the voice is getting a little better. The cold's starting to go away. I can feel it. It's kind of hard to tell with my coughing and such, but I'm starting to get slowly but surely getting better. So maybe rallying the voice a bit to do some of these audio boos will help out. But anyhow, the radio show Friday through Sunday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, blogtalkradio.com/JasonBondShow.